This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Attempts to recall Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have likely come up short a second time. WisPolitics reports the petitions were analyzed and thousands of signatures were found to be invalid for a number of reasons. Some signatures are from outside Voss's district, others are duplicates, and some were signed after the deadline. The state of Wisconsin is withholding nearly $17 million in aid to Milwaukee Public Schools because the district still hasn't turned over financial reports that were due 9 months ago. The move comes 2 days after the district superintendent resigned and the district's controller was fired. Alleged felonies at the Waupun State Prison are reviving talk of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too outdated to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. The number of deer testing positive for chronic wasting disease set a new record over the past year. The Department of Natural Resources says almost 1,600 deer samples turned up positive. That's the most in a one-year period since tracking began in 1999. A nonprofit that helps train people to find jobs is closing its Milwaukee laundry service later this summer and laying off 136 people. Goodwill Industries operates one of the biggest commercial laundry operations in Wisconsin. It also owns retail stores that help people in need. Goodwill notified the state about its plans this week. Young voters in small-town Wisconsin say they care most about health care, the economy, reproductive rights, and climate change. Organizers say rural Wisconsin is getting more diverse.
They're also asking for more diverse representation within local government and within community decision makers.
Crystal Egbo does political outreach in northeastern Wisconsin. 24% of the rural population are people of color, and many are immigrants. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Social justice groups, churches, and community advocates take action after several instances of the unhoused community of Oshkosh being asked to move along. Social justice group Esther's executive director, Katie Olson.
Move along orders and camp evictions without placements amplifies risks of conflict, sexual assault, theft, and violence by forcing people to move into unfamiliar areas and straining relationships on the street.
First Presbyterian Church in Oshkosh recently offered a safe place for the homeless. However, the city told the church it was violating a zoning code by operating an unauthorized campground.
First Presbyterian Church is more than willing to be fined to do what is right in providing temporary refuge for people with nowhere else to go.
Olson said that Oshkosh Police and the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office have reached out to schedule meetings with concerned organizations about the unhoused situation next week. 63-year-old Mark Vogel, who told police he robbed a Green Bay bank in January of 2023 so he could get health care at the jail, has been sentenced to 6 years probation. Court records show he's already served 274 days in jail. The probation may be terminated after 4 years. A brawl over the weekend in Little Chute raises questions about the safety at the annual Great Wisconsin Cheese Fest. Police say the brawl happened just as Cheese Fest was closing down. It involved about 30 young men and resulted in a homeowner being sent to the hospital with severe head injuries when he tried to break up the fight. Residents and neighbors appeared at the village board meeting this week to ask for security and law enforcement presence to be increased at future events. Several Juneteenth celebrations are planned in Northeast Wisconsin. Juneteenth celebrates the day slaves in Galveston, Texas, heard that they were free 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Robin Scott, executive director of We All Rise African American Resource Center in Green Bay.
It is our Independence Day, just like as parts of our American culture, we celebrate July 4th as Independence Day. As African Americans, we too celebrate Juneteenth.
Juneteenth will be celebrated in Green Bay on Saturday, June 15th from 11:30 till 9 p.m. at Joannie's Park. The Fox Cities experience brings carnival rides, food trucks, and 25 music acts to Jefferson Park in Menasha this weekend. Jim Collar, Communications Director.
It's basically at the very tip top of Lake Winnebago, right on the Lake Winnebago shore. So you'll be able to get your food from the food trucks, sit on the shoreline and hear the tunes.
There's no admission to the event. Parking is free. It runs from 4 until 11 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught. You know, it's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground ball. You know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games, I believe 98% of them, we've been in there to the last pitch.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over 500. The Tigers are 31-31. Milwaukee continues to juggle its roster as 8 pitchers and 9 total players are on the DL. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. 3 state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bachelorette star Trista Sutter has vowed to provide more information about her absence from the public eye and why she missed Mother's Day a few weeks ago. Thank goodness. Tristan's husband, Ryan, and 2 teen children, Maxwell and Blakesley, that's right, not Blake, not Blakey, not even Blake Lee, but Blakesley, had no idea where she was, prompting her husband to make social media posts like, "I really wish I could talk to you, and I want to know how you're doing." I guess he didn't have her number. Trista says she will soon provide details about her absence and hopefully the name Blakesley. If you're looking to add a few pounds or for a TV snack, try Wendy's new saucy nugs. That's right, the Wendy's scientists have found a way to improve the chain's nuggets, making them saucier and presumably nuggier. Wendy's also announced that really impatient eaters can pre-order nuggets early on the app or website and get free delivery. Not quite to your mouth, but to your front door. As another summer weekend approaches, there are numerous options when it comes to movies. Buddy cop action film Bad Boys Ride or Die, I know which one I would choose, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, opens wide Friday. Somehow the film is pulling a 68% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're up for some horror, check out Ishana Shyamalan's directorial debut, yep, that's M. Night's daughter, The Watchers, starring Dakota Fanning. Despite potential nepotistic brilliance, beware, Watchers is only receiving a 33% on RT. Opening in a limited release is the sci-fi fantasy drama Tuesday, starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus. It opens on the coasts this weekend, but will find its way to a wider release next weekend. Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, will enjoy a limited re-release on the big screen this weekend as well, if you're lucky enough to live close to one of the theaters. Check local listings and have fun at the movies. There are a wide array of opinions on Keanu Reeves' acting ability. Some people love him, some not so much. Off the set, he is racking up quite a resume of good deeds toward his fellow human beings. In recent years, he's been captured on cell phone cams giving up his seat to an older woman on a subway, spending time with homeless people. He's also donated money anonymously to charities, and he once waited in line to get into a club at a rap party for one of his own movies instead of pulling rank with the bouncer. Recently, he was on the same flight as a producer named Andrew Kimmel. While waiting at baggage claim, Kimmel recognized Reeves and recorded him interacting with a young fan who peppered Reeves with questions. Reeves not only did not try to get away from the young fan, but asked the kid a bunch of questions as well. Not that he needs the money, but to return the act of kindness, maybe I'll rent Chain Reaction this weekend. I just won't watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and a little on the breezy side today. We'll get to 71 for a high. The wind northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers, rain showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.